Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 48. I need to tell you something before I ask you how you are, and that is, don't worry, it's nothing too dramatic, but it is snowing.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I say really, I did see your Insta stories, so that was a slight faux, really, but that's exciting.
Well, it's borderline hysteria here. So I generally don't see that many people in my day to day. I see Jack and Emily, who works with me, and I've had the same conversation with both of them, which kind of goes, oh, it's snowing. Oh, is it? Are you sure it's not just hailing? Oh, no, it's snowing.
Ooh, oh, is it setting?
Yeah, literally, that's the next question. Well, I would rather it didn't settle. I don't know where you stand on snow, but in this country, it just gets on my nerves.
I like a settle. It's funny because whenever, it depends who I'm talking to. I'm talking to my mum, who like drives to work and visits my granddad, and like I'm like, no, please don't settle, because I appreciate the hindrance that it is. But when I'm talking to like Joe or anyone that kind of works from home and enjoys the coziness of 2 days with like a blanket of white outside, I'm like, yes, snow. It depends who I'm talking to and how adult I'm being about it, really.
I just don't like it. Never have.
It's
just a bit cold. And then it just, I don't know, I've never been anywhere where it's been like really snowy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think, I don't know, maybe a Nordic winter might sort me out.
Maybe that's what you need to appreciate UK snow. Just an expensive Nordic holiday.
I think, didn't we decide that was our solution to the January blues as well? Holidays, yeah, are the solution to everything.
Oh, just a holiday. I'm quite envious because here it's kind of spitting and it's still very, very windy. And I used to be really scared of the wind.
June hates the wind. Yesterday, because obviously we had the old storm Kiara. Is that what we're called? That's her name, isn't it?
I thought it was Kiara, but either or.
I'm unsure. But yeah, she said, can you make the wind stop winding?
Oh, I used to be really scared of the wind. I still am a bit cautious, but I remember when Joe and I first met and he told me about a holiday he had but growing up in Florida, and I think it was during like hurricane season, and I said, I mean I don't think anyone would be, you know, fond of a hurricane, but I literally cannot imagine anything worse.
That's your worst weather,
the wind. Would be my absolute, just like I remember going to my nan's when I was little and her fence had blown down, and I was just like mortified. I was like, are you serious? The wind did that?
Yeah, to be fair, the wind blew down two of our fence panels, and I didn't really notice them because you can't see it unless you're upstairs looking into the garden. So they've blown two fence panels into next door, and I just think neither me nor next door care, because I've not been around there and they've not been around here.
There's a mutual kind of like reluctance to deal with it.
I mean, what are we going to do, go out in the snow and start fixing these fence panels?
I think, do you know what, wait until all the weather has had an effect. Because, you know, it's all to play for if it's starting to snow.
Exactly. I'll be round in maybe like April, May to sort the fence panels out.
Yeah, by that point, who knows what might have happened.
I also said on my Instagram stories that you think that British people talk about weather a lot. You've heard nothing until it starts to snow. And I think I've just taken up 3 whole minutes talking about the weather, so I might move on.
No, that's fine. I mean, I could go on, but I won't.
I think we'll draw a line under it. So you are officially a published author with a book out. It's done.
God, I know. A couple of people have read it already.
I know. I mean, people have actually said to me that, have you read it? And I'm like, I'm trying my hardest. Like, I am trying my hardest, but how
is it? It's all the big words that I use, isn't it? It's such a hindrance.
It's honestly, the toddler is kind of my downfall. But yeah, I'm really jealous of the people that have finished it.
I'm just so, it's quite nerve-wracking. Some people, like, someone tagged me in a picture and they were like, book, I don't know, 7 out of 50 of the year, and had their review. And I was like quite nervous to read it because I was like, oh God, it's the full thing. But no, I am. It's what a wild week.
How was the launch party? I mean, I was there. I can tell you my perspective. But, you know, from the eye of the storm, how was it?
It was wonderful. It was, do you know, I got there about 6 o'clock and it was meant to start at 6:30 and it did start at 6:30. And obviously no one was there at 6 o'clock and I was kind of setting up and a few people kind of came in about 25 past six and we hadn't finished. And I was like, okay. And then you get the texts from people that can't make it. So you're looking at your phone and you're a bit like, oh, okay. Obviously, it happens with anything, and I'm sure we've both been to events where we've had to cancel last minute or any like things like that happen. And then you just get this pang of, oh my God, no one's going to come. That's it. And then suddenly, literally about 6:35, the room just started filling up and didn't stop for another hour. And it was just so overwhelming to have so many people there. And I just felt like it felt like a wedding. Honestly, it felt like a wedding.
I felt like a bit of an insecure girl afterwards because I kept like replaying situations in my head but I found out I think everyone felt the same because most people knew quite a few people or at least like recognised them from Instagram and it was just such a lovely atmosphere and there was just, it was a great guest list. Like people just kept grabbing people and like interrupting people and like I think I just came up to you twice, like interrupted you and then just like walked off.
Yeah.
I'd just like to point out I wasn't even drunk, I was just drinking lemonade. But it was just like everyone was so excited to see like the entirety of their Instagram feed. And then I got home and was like, oh. But it was fine because I spoke to a few people and they felt the same because you'd be like talking to somebody and then somebody would interrupt you and then you'd interrupt somebody else. And it was just because everyone was just so excited to see people, which, you know, all manners went out the window.
Yeah, it was so lovely. I didn't stop talking and I was just like, oh my God. And we had this whole wall at the back, like a wall of insecurities, where people were writing down the thing that makes them a member of the Insecure Girls Club. And I read them all the next morning. And I was like, oh my God, the vulnerability here is unbelievable.
I had to walk away from the insecure wall. I was a bit hormonal and I started reading them and I was like, no, I'm going to have to walk away.
You know, not on day 33. Yeah,
literally, I think it was day 33. And I was trying to write my own and I was like, no, people are just being too beautiful and vulnerable. I'm just going to go cry in the corner.
Oh, no, it was amazing. Like, I can't believe people came. I was, it was so nice.
They came, they saw, they loved it.
Oh, I know. I was like, I want to do more. I want to do like, I want more just parties.
If we have more parties, can we have more chairs? Because I sat next to Sarah Powell and I was like, oh, I'm absolutely knackered. I said, what time is it? She went 25 past eight.
We stood there. We were there till about 11:30.
I'm not surprised.
And then the music went off. I think Joe did request the music go off because I think at that point, neither of us had eaten. And we were just like, we are hungry and tired. And my feet were starting to hurt. And I was like, I just need some room service in my bed.
Fair enough. Can we talk about the bath in the room?
Oh, my God.
What a bath.
Oh, my God. So basically, Joe and I, we were going to just get a cab home. We were just going to be like, no, it'll be fine. And I said, you know what? Let's treat ourselves. I was like, I never stay in London ever. And I want somewhere to get ready and I don't want to feel stressed and I want somewhere to kind of rehearse my speech and just feel calm.
Which was great. Sorry to interject. Speech. We haven't even touched on the speech. It was so good. I felt like I was at a gig. Like everyone had their camera phones out and it was so good.
I felt like Paul McCartney. It might never happen again.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, thank you. But so we were like, oh, we'll stay somewhere. Well, and I didn't really know where to stay. And I ended up, we booked a room at the Standard, which is a very hip and happening hotel. And one of the rooms I'd seen, I think I'd seen on Instagram, maybe like a year, maybe when it opened, has a bath on the balcony, which is completely as like ostentatious and mad as you'd expect. But I was like, yeah, I need that.
And it was the perfect weather for it on Friday. Sorry to interject.
No, it was. It was. We were so lucky because I got there and I arrived and my parents were coming to the party. So they kind of, maybe about half an hour after I got there, they showed up. So I didn't have time to do it before. And after you got home, I was just knackered. But on Friday morning, bright sunshine, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have a bath. There was a man on his balcony next door on the phone. And there was only like a bush kind of covering each balcony. So I was like, I might seem like a bit of an exhibitionist, but if there's a bath on the balcony, what do you expect?
Yeah, what was he talking about? Was he train guy or was it, you know,
I don't really know. It wasn't that close, but I couldn't see another person, so I was like assuming it was a phone call. But I went ahead and had my bath regardless.
Well, you'd booked it for the bath.
Well, exactly. I thought, I'm going to use this. It felt like being, like I always say about having a bath with a big open window, like that, but just on a big scale.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say something, but I'm not. We can move right on to Telly Talk. Have you even had time to watch anything this week?
Do you know, I've watched a couple of things. I feel like it's going to be more fruitful from your end. So you go first. I feel like you're going to have better TV content.
I can't decide what to go for first. Okay, I'm going to go for because I've got one thing that I can't believe I've not discussed with you, but I'm definitely going to talk about that. But I need to talk to you about the thing that I watched last night, which was Taylor Swift, Miss Americana.
I've been desperate to watch this.
Well, okay, I know nothing about Taylor Swift, like nothing. I mean, I know who Taylor Swift is. I know what she looks like, but I mean, I wouldn't know a Taylor Swift. I wouldn't know a Taylor Swift song. But like, I've always been.
You
quite...
would. I do. You don't mean that.
I do.
You know a Taylor Swift song.
I don't. Well, I do now.
Shake It Off.
Oh, I know that one. Oh, and actually, what I'm on about, that features heavily in the animated film Sing. And we call that Pig Ears, that song in our house.
Yeah, there's so many songs, I'm sure you know.
Yeah, Piggies, I know that song, because the two...
You know Piggies by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But, because Jack kept, like, because we do this thing in our house where most of the time we watch the same thing, but every now and again I want to watch that, and Jack wants to watch something else. So he sits with his headphones on the sofa watching his laptop, and I sit and watch the TV. We occasionally hold hands, it's romantic. But he kept pausing it and, like, lifting up a headphone, and was like, what's going on?
Ooh.
I was like, just bloody well watch it, Jack. Anyway, the reason I wanted to watch it, because I think I'm just fascinated with any female just in business, because like I know that she's a performer, but I'm like, I know that it's a whole machine, and I'm just interested in, like, you know, your insecurities, your struggles, like, are we all the same kind of thing. And I've watched the Beyonce documentary, I've watched the Lady Gaga documentary 5'2", and then there was that Katy Perry one, wasn't there? And I said to Jack, this is what I said to Jack, I was like, you know, Beyonce's like goddess, like, you're not gonna have a mate like Beyonce, because she's in like another realm. Katy Perry, like, I can't imagine her being my mate, and Gaga would be like your kooky mate who you probably only want to see once every other month because it's a lot. Do you know what I mean? Where I was like,
is that how you feel about me?
No, I feel like I'd put you and Taylor Swift in the same bracket. Like, you know, I know that she's pretty famous, but I don't know. She just comes across as quite down to earth.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, you're stating the obvious. But anyway, I just loved it. I just thought it was wonderful. It particularly covered, you know, like just before she came out and said like she was anti-Trump, and it covered that, and it was just so fascinating, like the big bosses that were in the room and the conversations they were having. You can see why so many big people don't talk out about politics, but how she was like, I once went the right side of history, like I have to say something. And then at the end she just kept saying how much she had struggled, or like basically been seeking approval of others, and she always kind of thinks there's a better version of herself out there, and basically how she had to get a handle on that. And I just thought it was just really relatable, you know, obviously all the private jets and everything, but You know, same. She's Taylor Swift, but she still has the, probably the same thoughts that we have. And I know people kind of come at it from a really cynical point of view. Like, I Googled it afterwards and there was loads of articles like, oh, what did we learn from the Taylor Swift documentary? Most of the articles were written by men, I would like to point out. But as somebody who knew pretty much nothing from Taylor Swift, like, I just came away just thinking how relatable it was that as women, we kind of all struggle with the same things, no matter how big or small you are. Like, it's still the same kind of idiot in your mind going, well, you're not good enough, you're not thin enough, you're not successful enough.
Yeah, I think that's it. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. Please stop my Taylor Swift rant.
No, but I think it's true. And I think you can approach these documentaries and things with like total cynicism, where you kind of think, oh, but they're only saying it to be relatable. I think, well, you know, even if they are, they're still saying it. And I think, like, you can approach anyone like that, but you can't always see the world through that perspective. Do you know what I mean? Like those men would write about. Like, it's nice to actually approach it and be like, no, actually, we all feel like that, and it's normal. Because if you're a young Taylor Swift fan watching that, that's so impactful. Or a Definitely, new Taylor Swift yeah. fan like you,
brand new. I can't wait. I just every time I've got a few minutes, I'm like, I'm just going to go Google another Taylor Swift video.
Oh my God, I feel like I need to give you like a beginner's guide to Taylor Swift songs.
Can I hold you to that?
Yeah, I will give you my top five and then you can like go from there, or my favourite albums.
I can't wait. Maybe we could make it a whole podcast episode. It could be called Taylor Swift for Beginners.
Yeah, I would happily oblige. Did you know that I went to a meet and greet in Manchester? It was a project. And you know, I went to, I met her mum as well.
Her mum, I loved her mum.
So lovely.
Were they really nice?
They were really lovely. Like, she was really nice. Although it was kind of like, a you know, one in, one out, like, quick photo. Like, she was really, like, I don't know, this sounds like a really, like, wanky word, but really human and yeah. really normal.
Yeah, that's what kind of came across. And it's like, I don't need my pop stars to be human, or, you know, sometimes that can be the allure, but I just really enjoyed myself.
I've got a lot of time for her. And her cat's called Olivia, so...
Oh my God, that cat is the cutest.
I think she's got excellent taste in names.
And cats. The next thing that I really wanted to talk about, and I don't think I've spoken about it, I've checked the notes on the past 2 weeks, and have I spoken about Shrill?
Ooh. If you have, I feel like sometimes all these one-word programmes that you mention merge... And I feel like, obviously they're all very different, but when it's like Pose, Shrill, Fab, I don't know. Like, I can't keep up. And it's because I'm a TV nan. So I don't think so, though.
And if I have, you might not have been listening. So I'm just going to go and do it anyway. So season one, each episode's basically about 30 minutes, which is perfect because you can just absolutely get through them really quickly. And it's about a girl called Annie and her housemate Fran. And they're just... really cool, but also just like really relatable. The main character Annie is played by Adi Bryant, and I just love her. Like, she's just not what you typically expect to see on TV, and that sounds really daft because she's not an extreme version of anything. She's kind of an actor. I don't know what dress size she is, but you know, a little bit bigger than the stereotypical kind of mold that you often see. And it's just about their lives as young 20 somethings. I don't know where they live, somewhere like hipstery in America. And she writes for an online magazine, and then she kind of starts writing for herself. And it's just really, really great. Season one, there's a really awesome episode, I think it's number 4, and it's where they all go to a pool party, but it's for everybody of like a certain size. And it's just really lovely. Like, you know, if you went to a pool party where everyone was, I mean, I'm never going to pool parties, by the way, it's snowing, but you know, just like if everyone just didn't care about what they looked like or didn't have any kind of insecurities, because you're all kind of around people that look like you. And that was like a really empowering episode. And then I don't know, it's just like they talk about relationships a lot. Like, she's got this kind of lover that she goes around and shags every now and again, and he treats her a bit like shit, and you're like, oh, Annie, just like have a bit more self-respect. But like, you can see it in your previous life, I caught my life.
Whoa.
But like, you know, you can see it in like past experiences of yourself where maybe you should have had a bit more self-respect, but like you didn't really know any better. So you're kind of like gunning for her and you're like, oh, come on, Annie, do the right thing. Like, love yourself a bit more. But like, you know that you've been in that situation or situations like it. And it's just, I just love it. It's funny, it's smart and it's clever. And season two, the wardrobe is exceptional.
Oh, I can't believe this has bypassed me.
Yeah, I think you'd really, really enjoy it. Season two, there's a lot of Loughler Randall shoes. You can see styled bags, like, and some vintage, which again, in like a bit of a bigger size, you don't always see, because you don't always see the sizes like that and the colour palette and everything. And you're just kind of gunning for it like the whole way. Even when she like makes mistakes, it's all just kind of like learning in your mid-20s. Yeah, you'll really like it.
I'm going to have to check this out. I can't believe it. I feel like it was the overwhelm of things I haven't seen that I'm just like, things come go in one ear out the other. Oh, I have seen. I've just gone on Google and Googled it. But I feel like it's coming back.
Yeah, it's so good. And she wears a lot of Bathsheba dresses as well.
Okay.
I'm just generally in love with her. Obsessed.
Say no more. Say no more. Is it a BBC show then?
It's on Hulu. H-U-L-U, right. But for some reason the BBC have got it at the moment. Not asking any questions. And also, if you didn't want to watch it on the BBC for whatever reason, until sometime in February, both series are available on YouTube.
Oh, wild. Oh yeah, great outfits.
Yeah, just some really, like, the outfits were strong in season one, but they've clearly got more budget in season two and the outfits are outstanding.
And it's based on a book.
Oh, yeah, it's based on a book. I did write that in my notes. The book is Notes from a Loud Woman by Lindy West.
Lovely.
I've got two more things left on my list. One, I just want people to know I'm still watching Grace and Frankie, but I haven't really had the time to watch it. I can't watch it when June's there. It's very sweary. Yeah, Jack and I have been watching a lot of the same programmes, so, which is, you know, fine, but when I did have time to watch something my own, I went for the Taylor Swift. But I was in London for your launch party and then I stayed the night after as well. Both nights I was just in bed watching Grace and Frankie, which is what most people pay for a hotel room in London for, I'm sure.
You could have been anywhere.
I know, I could have been anywhere. And I was like, this is exceptional. Got room service and finished season six of Grace and Frankie. I just wanted to say it was great. I had my doubts as I was starting season six. I was like, but I think with Grace and Frankie, you've got to binge it. Like, I don't think you can just watch one episode and have a little break. Like, the more you watch, the better it gets.
Yeah. Okay. I really need to start. How have I not started?
Well, I mean, to be honest, you've got a lot on.
No, I'll get there. I'll get there.
The last thing that I wanted to talk about was I said that I was going to a VIP screening last week and I've now been to the VIP screening.
And that VIP. Was,
I know. I don't think they're going to invite me back. But I went to see the new Emma. When I say the new Emma, like, there's already another Emma, but this is the newest Emma. And it's based on is it a Jane Austen book? I'm so uncultured.
Yeah.
I've got the DVD here of the Gwyneth Paltrow one. Emily, who I work with, brought it round. She's like, now you've seen the new one, watch this one. And she's also brought me Sense and Sensibility. But anyway, I digress.
So resourceful.
I know. She knows I like a period drama. I went to watch Emma. I thought it was wonderful. I do have something not so wonderful to say about it, but I'll talk about the positives first, which was I thought the sets and I thought the costumes were out of this world, like, to the point where I don't think I was even concentrating on what was happening. Like, I'm not familiar with Jane Austen. I haven't seen Emma before. I haven't read the book. I'm just a little bit uncultured, to be honest. But the sets, like, it was just like stepping into a giant cake. It was very pastel, very ornate. The flowers were exceptional. And to the point, like, with the costumes, like, where you just couldn't let it go. Like, I think for the first 45 minutes, like, I just kept looking at all the buttons and the shoulders and the hats and the feathers.
Oh my God.
It was incredible. However, in terms of the film, because I know so many people are looking forward to it, and somebody said to me the other day, if you only had one film to go and see, would you see Little Women or would you see Emma? I would have to say I would pick Little Women over Emma. We don't have to pitch them against each other, but I am.
Oh, I love Johnny Flynn though. Johnny Flynn isn't in Little Women.
No, he's not. And he was very good. He made me a bit swoony. But I did think it was a little bit long. It was 2 hours. My kind of toilet threshold, I can't really sit that long. And also, which is a complete contrast of the personal history of David Copperfield, there was no diversity in the cast whatsoever, which I just thought, you just can't. Like, it's just completely unacceptable. And it was just so noticeable as well, because I'd seen Little Women who had kind of made some of an effort, but then when you watch the personal history of David Copperfield and it's complete colourblind casting, it just was so noticeable in Emma. It was just a complete white cast, and I was like, I just couldn't, once I kind of noticed it, I was just like, this film's kind of ruined for me. There's just no rhyme nor reason for it. So that was my kind of two negative comments on that. But I know lots of people are looking forward to it, and as I say, the costumes, the sets and the flowers and the hair, actually the hair was exceptional, and Bill Nighy was extremely funny, but I did think it was a little bit long.
Yeah, I feel like I do still want to see it, mainly because I haven't seen Johnny Flynn act. Actually, I have seen him act, but I absolutely love him, like, big fan of his music, so I would like to see him on the big screen. Cheer on Johnny.
Yeah, me and, I don't want to mention Sarah Powell again, I'm just name dropping, but I saw her 3 times last week. And we were like, ooh, Johnny Flynn.
I know. I literally, like, Joe and I saw him on our first date together. And then we saw him somewhere last year, and Joe went up to him and he was like, we listened to you on our first date. So I'm just obsessed. If you haven't listened to his music, I cannot recommend it enough.
I mean, obviously I haven't. Please, can you send me a Johnny Flynn 101 as well, please?
Oh my God. He is like an amazing musician. I can't believe that. Oh, I'm excited to introduce you to that.
I can't wait for my PDF. I'd like a PDF of both, please. I don't want a PDF.
A full debrief.
And that's everything that I've been watching. They're all my notes.
Oh, you are out of notes.
I'm done.
So this week, I've not actually watched much. So on Saturday night, Joe and I had like a proper film curry night. And there were 3 options that neither of us have seen that have been on our list for ages. So one was Wild Rose, which we didn't watch, but we're going to.
What on earth did you watch that was better than Wild Rose? How many other options you didn't watch?
The other option was Fighting My Family.
Yeah.
And then we ended up watching The Farewell, which is something we both wanted to watch for ages. I remember I saw it as a trailer before I saw Blinded by the Light. And I remember seeing it and I was like, this looks sensational. If you watch the trailer, such a tearjerker. It's directed by Lulu Wang and it's amazing. It's got Awkwafina in it, who was one of the EE rising stars, and she was in Crazy Rich Asians, and it is just amazing.
I'm looking for something to watch tonight, so actually I'm quite glad that you did go for the thing I've not seen.
Yeah, do you know what, it was so lovely. Like, it's most of it's subtitled, which I think means you're properly engaged with it. Your mind can't flit anywhere else.
Yeah, I do like that about a subtitled film, actually, because it is quite easy. Obviously, when you know the language, you can just, I don't know, I can find myself going off. But yeah, that is actually quite a great way of keeping somebody engaged.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. So it's about family and identity. So Billy, the main character, lives in New York. And it's about her family who live in China, and her Nene's been diagnosed with cancer, and just the way they kind of approach the diagnosis and their relationships. And it's just so beautifully told, and it's got some really funny moments. It's just, again, a really like beautiful human kind of emotional, like really lovely films.
I will forgive the not seeing Wild Rose for that, because it looks great. And as I say, now I'm thrilled I've got something new to watch. So you're forgiven.
I will watch Wild Rose, though. I do desperately want to watch it. And Joe was like, oh, is that the one that was singing at the BAFTAs? And I was like, yeah.
It was. I just want to be able to sing the soundtrack together.
Okay. Oh, my God. I don't think anyone else will, though.
No, I do not. Well, this week, what we thought we would do is we are going to bring the shopping segment back. However, dun, 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 we're going to do it once a month because we feel that's more appropriate. I think both of us are buying less, but you know, we're still living Charlotte, we still shop. And I have had a few messages going, where's the shopping gone? It's back. Oh, don't
people
worry.
People want it.
Yeah, but we're just going to do it once a month. So without further ado, let's do shopping.
Let's go shopping.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So for the launch party, I was really after a dress and shoes. There were two things I'd kind of saved for, really wanted to get, and I did get. And in the end, I went for a Bathsheba yellow dress, which I tried on numerous things, but I was like, I want something I'm going to wear again and not just for this occasion. I want something that's like special, but also rewearable and not kind of covered in sequins. I'll just kind of think, oh, I've worn it and it's limited. But while I was on my dress mission, I discovered the brand O Pioneers, which are now one of my absolute favorite dress brands. They're very similar to Bathsheba, but I believe they use lots of offcuts for Liberty fabrics. And they've got that whole prairie style dress thing going on, which obviously we are both mutually obsessed with. And I'm just obsessed. And that is next on my list.
I thought they only went up to a size 14, but I messaged them because obviously mutually obsessed. I mean, I don't know if you're going to talk about a particular item, but I put an item on my Insta stories and you were like, already on its way to me. And that is what originally bonded us, was how much we like the same clothes. So I messaged them and was like, hello, I just wanted to know like what sizes you went up to, if you do custom sizing, blah blah blah. And they do go up beyond kind of what they have on their website. I don't think their website's like a good representation, like you can just buy off the website, but they do stuff made to measure or like bespoke of whatever size you are. Like I think they're just very flexible, which a lot of these kind of smaller producers are, which is why it's really lovely to be able to buy from them, because you just got a lot of options.
Yeah, and it feels more personal and more kind of like, I suppose when you're investing in something which is at a higher price point, it feels like it's really bespoke to you and the care has really gone into it. Whereas I think, I don't know, it's a big investment to spend like £300 on a dress, especially a dress that isn't for like a huge occasion. So I think if it's something like that, it's nice to feel like they're really like hand-holding you kind of thing through the whole process and being like, right, it's going to be perfect.
Tell people more about your dress at the launch party, because I feel like you've not drawn a lovely enough picture of it because you looked so lovely in it.
Oh, thanks. So I went into, do you know what, I'd because it's one of those things, I think it's always the way when you're shopping, that when you've saved up, it's kind of like wedding dress shopping, where you know what you want, but the second you've got any money to spend on something, you cannot find anything. And that's exactly how I felt with this. I was like, right, I know the kind of thing I want, I just could not find it anywhere. And I ordered a few things in the sale on different websites, and I'd had no luck. Like, I tried on a really lovely dress from the Matches sale, and it was like so beautiful, but doing things just don't fit properly. And I'm like, do I like this because it's a designer name, or am I just swept up in that kind of thing? So I went into Selfridges with my mum, and we literally went up to the kind of they've got the designer floor, which is amazing. It's all like beautiful couture dresses, Gucci, like it's incredible, but it's not where one shops. So then you go up again, and then you've got the contemporary floor, which has got like Reformation and Whistles and just like shrimps, like loads of really cool varied brands. And I saw the Batshiva ale and I was like, oh, gravitated towards it. And I swear, and up until that point in Selfridges, there hadn't been any music on. And the second I picked up this Yellow Dress, I'm Still Standing came on.
No.
And I felt like I was in a music video. And I picked it up and I was like, I'm trying it on.
It's the one.
And I just felt like I'd had like, I felt like I was in the I'm Still Standing music video. It was amazing. So it's like basically, in short, it's this yellow, like butter yellow mini prairie dress. It's got a big collar, but you can kind of push it down. You can either have it up, so it's quite dramatic, or you can have it like almost like a Peter Pan collar. So it's like you can adapt it depending on who you want to be that day. But I got it just because I knew it would look really nice with heels. But I knew I could wear it in the summer with like trainers or sandals and it would still work. But it's like this, I think, I can't remember the exact fit. I think it's like a thick cotton, but it feels quite robust and not like, oh, can you see my pants through it?
And I couldn't see your pants.
Well, do you know what? I did change them. I had some dark pants on and it was one of those ones. Do you know when you bunch it together and hold it really tight? And then someone's like, oh, you can kind of see it when you do that. And you're like, enough. And everyone's like, well, you're never going to be in that situation. But I was absolutely thrilled with that. So I bought that. And yeah, that's kind of been the big purchase. I have also bought some gig tickets. Nan's going to a gig next weekend. I'm going to see a brand called Fur, which I know.
I like them. You introduced me to them.
They're brilliant. And it's actually, by the time this goes up, the gig wouldn't have happened. So if you're in London, I think it's in Tottenham. So it's very, literally the other side of London to where I am. But they're playing and they are amazing.
And are they playing in Tottenham? Sorry, I used to live there.
It's like a brewery and they're amazing. They are playing actually next month and April in Brighton. So if you are based in the south of England or willing to travel, I can't recommend them enough.
I really like their merch. They've got good, solid merch.
Great merch and just great style. They're just really cool. And I was going to say I'm digging them and I was like, this is almost Chillax part two.
This is Chillax part two.
So I will veer back. I will circle back around from that. I sound like train guy. One thing I want to buy, actually, is one of, to drop her in for probably the fourth time, is one of Sarah Powell's tea towels.
Oh, I've got a Sarah Powell tea towel. Should we just call this the Sarah Powell episode?
We could do. She did very kindly give me one at my book launch and I'm obsessed with it. But I sent one to my mum before I'd seen her and I was like, they are amazing.
They're such good tea towels. So Sarah has two tea towels. One's called Doing It Babes, because that's one of her catchphrases. And if you ever watch her Instagram stories, she always starts with, and I started doing this very unintentionally just because it's so catchy. And she starts it with going, morning. Sorry, that probably really hurt somebody's ear somewhere. But I have tea towels now that I won't actually use to dry pots with.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jack kind of like turns tea towels like a weird, like I don't know what he does with them. I just don't know what he does with them. I don't know if he's like throwing them outside or in the bin, but they just go a funny shade of gross. So I now have a tea towel collection. I've got one that I bought in Margate a couple of years ago. I've now pinned and put on the wall. I've got another tea towel that I've framed. And while Sarah's tea towel's not going downstairs, it's way too nice.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice tea towel.
She does say it washes lovely, and it does dry the pots, but I just think it's too good.
Yeah, no, I'm cautious. I'm cautious to let it into the wild in the kitchen.
Fair enough. I bought a Batshiva dress as well, not to copy, but, you know, I did. But I was very excited because she has extended her sizing. And to be honest, that was my main excuse for buying the dress.
You had to just see if it was going to be good.
Yeah, I did. So I did think about it. And you know when you can't stop thinking about something? And I could not stop thinking about it for about 5 weeks. And I was just thinking, do you know what? I'm doing it, babes. And I did the most ruthless of clear outs that I've spoken about. So I'd sold loads of stuff as well. And I just thought, just just treat yourself. And again, like you, I thought I could see myself wearing it in the summer with sandals. Like, you can dress it up, you can dress it down. And it's longer than yours. I think it's kind of, yeah, it's midi between, you know, the knee and the ankle. And it's two different Liberty prints. So one is kind of like a blue striped floral and the other one's like a real yellowy ditzy print. And it's got a ruffle hem. I'm just turning around to look at it. Oh, it's not in here. Oh, it's still in my suitcase. I've not unpacked my suitcase in London, have I?
Oh, dear.
And it's got a ruffle cuff. But what it doesn't have like yours, it just has a round neck collar, which I actually thought for me, because if it's, you know, longer, you don't kind of want it all singing or dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I ordered, I think the size 20, which sounds quite big, but matches are actually really good. Putting like the individual item measurements, which I think is, you know, you're paying for the service. And I was like, oh no, that's what size I'll be, because sometimes with higher end designers their sizes are a lot smaller. Anyway, got that size and I was like, I'm not quite sure. Anyway, ordered the 18 and that fit perfectly, so thank goodness for PayPal credit. Sent the bigger one back and then wore it, and I felt like $1 million even after somebody offered me their seat on the tube in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's, you know, some prairie dresses, I say flattering in inverted commas, because I just don't really care if something's regarded as flattering. But somebody did say, would you like a seat? And I said, I'm all right, thanks.
I hope you said yes, just so you could be like, do you know, I'm wearing a great dress and I'd like to sit down.
Well, I was with somebody, so I was like, well, even though this situation's a bit awkward, there isn't a seat for two of us, so I'll just remain standing.
You're like, thanks. You've really caused a conundrum here.
Yeah, but to be honest, like, it was weird because I've had that before and it kind of bothered me, whereas I was like, I look great.
I feel like that's the thing. If you, when you kind of like, sometimes it can throw you off if you're having one of those days, but sometimes you can just be like, oh God, here we go.
Yeah, it was, it was fine. So I, yeah, got my first Bathsheba dress and I'm thrilled with it. Mine's got pockets, as yours.
Yes. So I was like, has it? But I put my room key for the hotel in it. I was just trying to think then.
It has pockets, which is another great thing. I also bought, this is actually way before Christmas, but I feel like it's quite relevant to talk about now. I made my first Mary Benson purchase. She's dreamy. And Mary Benson is a designer based in London. I think she's originally from Leeds. I can't help but mention it every time I mention her. And she was once on the Mary Queen of Shops, you know, Mary Portis used to kind of around. But like years and years ago, and she was on there. And I think she did these like rainbow Lorex dresses. And they were so like early 2000s, they were incredible. And I always wanted one. And her name like really stuck in my head. And then 10 years later, I'm like, oh, it's the same person that I loved then and I love now. And
that's very cool.
And she specialises in prairie dresses. I mean, just prairie trend for life. And deadstock fabric. But then Mary and her team like embellish stars and moons in kind of glitter and gold and just general. They're just like magical dresses. They're so good. I put one on and Emily, who I work with, was like, it's quite fortune tellery.
Perfect, you said.
I was like, fantastic, let's go, what are we waiting for? But this one that I bought was like pink silk and I couldn't really decide between them all. This was like just before Christmas and I went for the pink because I was like, well, this will work at Christmas but it'll also work in the summer, like again trying to get the wear out of it. But I didn't end up getting it till just before Christmas it arrived. I think I ordered it in November, but it was too big for me on the shoulders. But it was great because I actually chose the bespoke measurement option. She does sizes 6 to 30, but I sent like all my bespoke measurements, but I forgot that I have really slopey shoulders. Like I'm constantly like pulling bra straps up and stuff. It's really annoying. This has a point, I promise. Anyway, so I emailed Mary and her team and they were like, oh, just come in for alterations, like that's part of the service. So we eventually, a bit of back and forth more with my diary, I went in and they did the alterations for me on the spot.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, really good. And it was so well made, like it's lined and weirdly it's pink silk and it doesn't crease a lot, because I was a bit concerned about that. It's like it's just like a magic dress.
Oh, this sounds incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen it, but all of this, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I nearly wore it to a launch party, but I was, who knows when my period's going to arrive, but I was a bit bloaty and I was like, not that I really care, but I was just like, I just wasn't in the mood to wear it. I just felt a bit uncomfortable. But yeah. I'm definitely ready to wear it when my period arrives and leaves and is gone.
Any day.
Any day now. What else have I... Oh, I tell you what else I bought. So I feel like I've been wearing the wrong knitwear for years.
Oh my God.
I know. Dun, dun, dun. When I did my wardrobe sort out, there was just a lot of jumpers that I thought, in theory, I would like, but I've just never worn. And I figured it out. And that's because I like a boxy jumper.
Ooh. What a revelation.
I know, but honestly, it's been a real revelation because I just realised that if I have a boxy jumper, so what I mean by that is it's not fitted at the bottom, it just kind of hangs.
Yeah.
I can like put it over quite a lot of maxi dresses. I can wear it a lot with midi skirts. It works a lot with my trousers. Like, you know, when they're really chunky and you're like trying to tuck them in and you're like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I only want to know about jumpers now if they're boxy, and I bought a really nice one from Arquette, which was my first Arquette purchase.
Oh, yeah, they've got some great knitwear.
Yeah, and it was like pink and it's got different coloured flecks through it.
Oh.
I'm only laughing because Jack said to me, he was like, how did they get the flecks in the jumper?
Oh.
And I was like, Jack, Jack, it's in the wool.
Darling, it's in the wool. Oh, my, oh.
Yeah, he was like, are they adding the flex on afterwards? I was like, no.
You're like, it's gonna be a long week.
And then the only other thing that I bought in the sale at Christmas was some Byfar boots.
Oh,
the larder. Are they called larder? Doesn't sound very elegant when I say it, but
it feels like it makes sense though. They're the kind you might use if you were like, I don't know, churning some butter in the larder.
Yeah, with one of my prairie dresses on. And I had the black ones, which I bought in the sale at Harvey Nichols. I remember it like 3 or 4 years ago. And I'd kind of been eyeing up. They're not like cream. They're kind of I don't really know how to describe them, but like a beigey, creamy, stony. I'm really selling it. And they were like a Victorian boot, but they're £460. And they've put them up since I bought the black ones. But anyway, found them in the sale for £160. I was thrilled.
Wow, that is a steal. That is like a good shout.
It's a reduction.
Ooh, oh, that is the word I'm looking for.
So I was really pleased with those. So I've definitely been trying to kind of buy less and buy better quality where I can, because I feel like that list is quite a pricey one. But I'm currently saving up for, and I know you've seen the brand because I think they're on your blog shop as well, but I'm saving up for a dodo bar or floral dress.
Oh yeah,
they're just like these weird, not weird, I don't know why I started off with the word, they're not weird, they're wonderful.
Those weird dresses, are you really selling it?
And they're just kind of like, what, psychedelic floral prints is the best way to describe them. They're so cool.
They are really, really beautiful, like really like traditionally 70s, aren't they?
Yeah, I feel like you could find a vintage version really easily, but it would be in polyester and it would make you very hot.
Vintage fashion in modern fabrics.
Exactly, in cotton, which is all I'm interested in. And I feel like their prices really vary. Like some of their dresses are £500, which is totally out of my price limit, but there's one and it's £225, and I'm like, if I save and sell a few more bits, you're mine.
You are mine. What's it like?
It's long sleeve, kind of like a tunic shirt opening, and it's a midi dress. You might describe it as a moo moo. Is that how you say it? I might be offered another seat on the tube. Like a large kind of loose fitting dress.
Like
I think
they're kind of thing.
Yeah, I think they originate from Hawaii.
Ooh.
Yeah, a moo moo. How do we spell that? A moo moo?
Oh, because Homer Simpson wears one.
Yes, like a moo moo dress.
Okay, yeah.
That fashion icon, Homer Simpson.
I was like, it's all coming back.
And the print is yellow, black. Oh, it sounds awful. A burnt orange. It's one of their darker floral prints, but I'm thinking in the summer, that'll really take me places.
I was going to say it sounds amazing, and it doesn't sound amazing. But I know it will be amazing because I've seen their stuff.
So that's next on my wish list. But yeah, I need to sell a few things and save up some pennies because I just wish I didn't know about them. because their prints are just incredible. But yes, some of their prices, I mean, they just need to come right down.
And their swimwear is, chef's kiss.
Yeah, it's so good. However, I did speak to somebody who got one of their bikinis in sale, and she would say that she's petite and she had to get a medium.
Right, so their sizing isn't particularly generous.
No, but on this loose and free muumuu, I'll be fine in a large.
I can't believe I've not used the word muumuu.
I hope it's called a muumuu. I'm literally going to have to Google it now. Hang on.
I think it is, because one of my friends, I got the bandeau nightdress, the blue one with pink flowers, and she was like, oh, this is like Homer Simpson's muumuu.
I just put the word muumuu dress into Google, and the second thing that came up was muumuu dress Homer Simpson.
There you go.
But it's definitely, the origin is Hawaii, and you don't smell it. You don't spell it like I thought you did. So it's M-U-U, M-U-U, and it says it's a dress of Hawaiian origin that hangs from, I need to know more now. It hangs from the shoulder and is a cross between a shirt and a robe.
Ooh.
Like the aloha shirt, muumuu exports are often brilliantly coloured with floral patterns of generic Polynesian motifs. There we go. History on the muumuu there.
Oh, thank you.
Did we say muumuu? Muumuu. Muumuu.
Meow, meow.
I've said it so many times now. You know, when you're saying something, you're like, is that the word? Have you got anything on your wish list that you're like, oh, I can't live without you?
Do you know, I've tried to be updating my blog shop. I've seen some nice things, but I feel like there's nothing that I'm like, oh. There's one dress I really like that I've got my eye on, which is by Hannah Christina Metz?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I know. She's got some lovely things. But other than that, I'm in like a real, like, no, I feel content.
Yeah, you've got some good dresses. Oh, talk to me about that jacket that you've got that I'm obsessed with, your jacket coat, your sale purchase, your acne one.
So just before Christmas, I did buy a coat, which I've been keeping tabs on for a while, from Acne. And it's like this kind of, it looks like a jacket, but it's thick like a coat. And it's this like coral pink colour. And it's just perfect. It's just perfect. Just great for layering. And it fits everything underneath it, my whole wardrobe.
It's so good. When I saw you in it, I was like, I can't get the same, but I want it. And also, I think what's good is when you just keep your eye on something all season and you're like, I cannot afford your full price. Like, there's absolutely no way. But if somebody puts a hefty reduction on you, I'm going to be swayed.
Yeah, I'm going to be the first in.
I don't know. Do you use the website ShopStyle?
No, I don't. I used to, but it's been off my radar for a bit.
Yeah, well, sometimes if you don't want to spend, it's not very helpful, and it is quite limited. But if you are, like, you know, the higher, punchier price points, if you sign in and then add them to your favourites, it alerts you when they go in the sale. So before Christmas, I was lusting after the shrimps bag. I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to die if I don't have that bag. And then it went in the sale, and ShopStyle sent me an alert. And also, it tells you when it's been like further reduced as well. So it is really good. And I did buy the shrimps bag and I sent it back.
Oh, that is control.
I know. I just felt, and you, I feel like with the Antonia shrimp bag, you don't get this because it's quite deep. But with the one that I got for my wedding, which ShopStyle also alerted me to a reduction, it's very open. And I was like, yeah. I just don't need a bag where I'm concerned whether my belongings are going to A, fall out, or B, get nicked, as Jean would say.
Get nicked. Oh, my God, as if she says that.
No, she does. Jack taught her to say it.
Oh, my God. In what context does she normally say it?
When they talk about, like, monsters or crocodiles crawling on top of the car, and then occasionally the crocodile will nick the car. I mean, it's a bit of a...
Oh, my God. Get a niche.
A niche conversation. We've just taught her to say at the moment, because all she wants to do is watch Paddington 1 or 2.
Same.
Just taught her to say, I'm tickled the deepest shade of shrimp.
Oh my God, so good. My favourite Hugh Grant song is Pitty Pat. Oh, did we sing that last week?
Probably The Rain on the Roof goes
Pitty Pat, Pitty Pat. No, I can't. We definitely sang that last week. Oh no.
Did we do it again?
Yeah, do you know what? My neck's just gone into my body. I'm just so embarrassed.
We've actually made it almost to an hour without singing, so.
It would have been weird.
Yeah, it would have been strange. Well, that I've got to the end of my notes. I've got nothing more to say.
Oh, neither have I. That's it. That's your lot this week.
I will see you bright and early next Monday morning.
Lovely. I'll be there with bells on.
Well, hopefully in case the snow interrupts proceedings for whatever reason.
We do it. Well, yeah. And then what will happen?
Who knows? You know what it's like when it snows in this country? It brings the whole country to a standstill.
Even if we're just recording via Skype.
The internet's broken. Skype's broken. Run!
It's all gone wrong. And on that note, have a wonderful week and we'll see you next time, next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
That was beautiful.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.